Companies like Microsoft and Apple belong to a nonprofit group called the Business Software Alliance. Its mission is to track down companies that are skirting licensing fees. The businesses pay for one licensed copy of a program, then they illegally make copies for many other computers in the office. In June, the alliance will target Milwaukee. The other cities are Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Salt Lake City. But offending companies there will get amnesty if they come forward in the month of May. Bob Krueger is the alliance's vice president of enforcement. He says the organization gets dozens of calls each day on its hotline, usually from disgruntled workers. And once May's amnesty period is over, Krueger says the alliance will act on any tips it gets on Milwaukee businesses. Usually, companies will get a letter from a lawyer asking that they pay for any unlicensed software.
But I can't promise that that's what's going to happen, because in some situations, BSA will take the information that it receives directly to a federal district court judge and apply for a court order, which, if granted, would then permit us to go to that business unannounced in the presence of U.S. Marshals and conduct a surprise inspection of that company's computers.
Saving a few hundred or $1,000 by copying software can actually be quite expensive. If a company is caught, it may have to pay up to $150,000 per copyright violation. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.